I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. Hope. It's what keeps us going when storm clouds move into our lives, in those darkest moments when there seems to be no glimmer of light. Hope. The poet Emily Dickinson said, "Hope is the thing with feathers that perches in the soul and sings the tunes without the words and never stops at all." And as we hear from this week's essayist, Samantha Anderson, hope is what she found where she dared to expect it.
2 days after my son was born, we left the hospital. Two uncertain, overwhelmed parents and one tiny, helpless infant. 3 days later, we were all rushed back to the hospital amid the screams and lights of a speeding ambulance. Doctors did not, do not, know why Isaac suffered a stroke at 5 days old. They did know how to stabilize him, which happened so fast in the trauma room of the pediatric ER. 17 medical professionals frantically working on our newborn as my husband and I watched, in shock and helpless. Once stabilized, we traveled to the pediatric intensive care unit, where we spent the next week loving and believing and trusting and hoping that Isaac would survive the seizures and blood clots the stroke had left behind. As machines breathed for our baby and nurses fed him through tubes and doctors analyzed test results, my husband and I took up as little space as possible in a very small hospital room. Two people in one chair, in the furthest corner of the room, leaning on each other while tending our private meditations. My gaze would shift from Isaac's tiny body, half hidden by wires, to the world outside, where the Rhode Island flag, its 13 stars, proclamation of hope, and ubiquitous anchor, gently, consistently waved outside our window. Two doctors entered our room. Taking turns speaking, they uttered phrases from a nightmare. No one knows how long they have with their babies. Stroke him, kiss him. Tell him you love him. Statistics show that babies with this type of injury rarely leave the hospital alive. As the words resonated, my eyes drifted down and caught sight of the neurosurgeon's socks, bright yellow with a deep blue anchor pattern repeating all over them. My husband and I are not Rhode Island natives. When we decided to start a family, we chose to move here, a decision generated in hope. That morning, I saw the hope this state was built on, the hope we based our choice on, the hope embroidered right on our state flag in those anchor socks. My son is not a statistic. I believe in him, and I believe in hope. 11 months later, as we prepare to celebrate the first birthday of a robust, energetic, curious little ham, gratitude overwhelms me. In hope and in Isaac, I still believe.
Samantha Anderson is an independent education consultant living in Pawtucket. After living in various states across the country, she settled in Rhode Island in 2012 and believes that in the Ocean State she has found her forever home. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, this is Frederick Reamer.